This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Obama administration shared some new numbers on the Affordable Care Act today. Counting both healthcare.gov and state exchanges, 365,000 people have signed up for health insurance coverage, but that's still well below what was expected. Back on day one of this whole thing, October the 1st officially, we brought you a story about small insurers, many of whom expected to do a lot of business in the new healthcare landscape. So today, Marketplace's David Weinberg checked back in with him.
When I spoke to Howard Kahn in September, his company, LA Care, had only public insurance plans available, like Medi-Cal. But on October 1st, when the healthcare exchanges opened up, LA Care was one of many small insurers getting into the private insurance business.
We're anticipating hiring about 100 extra people just to handle the phones, the medical management, the kinds of questions, the billing that comes up, et cetera.
LA Care acquired an additional 50,000 square feet of office space.
We're looking at, during the first month, that we could possibly see as many as 20,000 or more members signing up. Could be higher. It could be lower, and it depends on how well the systems are working.
The systems, of course, did not work. And they're still not working. I visited Kahn last week to see how things are going 2 months in.
And so what was it like on those first few days when you had all these extra people working here?
Quiet.
The 20,000 new customers Kahn was hoping for in the first month have not materialized. LA Care has signed up just over 1,000 members.
I would say it's been bumpier than many of us expected.
To see exactly how these bumps are playing out, we walked across the street to the company's new offices. Call center employees are busy answering phones. Here in California, people can log on to the healthcare exchange website and compare plans. But because the site is broken, if they want to sign up for one of those plans, they have to fill out a 23-page application on paper.
What we could do is take them through an application by phone, and then we would mail it to them. It's a little convoluted, but we'd mail it to them. They would sign it, and they would then mail it into Cover California.
This process can take anywhere from 30 to 45 days. But despite all the missteps, Kahn believes the state will solve these problems soon.
Yes, we've made adjustments to our expectations in the short term. In the long term, we haven't made long-term adjustments to our projections.
On the other side of the country, in Baltimore, Peter Bielenson is having similar problems. He was the health commissioner of Baltimore for 13 years.
And then the health commissioner in Howard County for 7 years after that, up until a year or so ago.
Bielenson left that job to start Evergreen Co-op, a small nonprofit insurer that came into existence because of the Affordable Care Act. Evergreen set up shop in an 1870s reconstructed cotton mill overlooking a stream about 3 miles north of downtown Baltimore. Maryland is experiencing website failures, too. In fact, the day before I spoke to Bielenson, only 4 people had been able to enroll online.
That's just from the individual exchange, mind you.
When it became clear that the website wasn't working, Evergreen changed its strategy. Rather than focusing on individuals, it went after small businesses.
In the 2 weeks in which we've been approved for selling small group market here in Maryland, we have over 100 actively involved small businesses that are in the process one way or the other of enrolling with us.
Even with the unexpected small business customers, Evergreen can't succeed without a drastic increase in the number of individuals it enrolls on a daily basis.
Overall, for the entire co-op, we need between 12 and 15,000 approximately, and we're quite confident we'll make that as well.
And like Howard Kahn in California, Bielenson believes the problems with the new systems will be solved in the not-too-distant future, and small insurers will be profitable alongside the larger companies that have dominated the market for decades. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.